Iranian president has told the UN there's not a shred of credible evidence his country's developing nuclear weapons. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also attacked the US, accusing it of double standards. He was speaking at the start of a conference reviewing non-proliferation. It's the 40-year-old treaty, and within his address he said the international community failed to disarm the world.
Those who carried out the first atomic bombardments are among the most hated individuals in human history. The United Nations, in particular the Security Council, have for over the past 60 years been unable to establish sustainable security, let alone give a sense of security to nations in their international relations. The current international milieu seems far more challenging than previous decades.
Well, for more reaction, let's now talk to a professor of American Studies at the University of Tehran, Dr. Mohammad Mirandi. Thank you very much indeed for joining us here on RT.
Thank you.
Well, as we're reporting, Ahmadinejad claims that there's not a shred of credible proof that Iran is developing nuclear weapons. So, if Iran is obliged under the NPT, the Non-Proliferation Treaty, why isn't he being more transparent about other intentions?
Well, from the Iranian perspective, it is quite open. We have regular inspections at Iran's nuclear installations, and as you recall, in the past years, Iran actually stopped enriching uranium for over 2 years, but the issue was not resolved. From the Iranian perspective, it's basically a political problem. The United States has a high degree of antagonism and hostility towards the Islamic Republic of Iran. And if it isn't the nuclear program, it will be something else. So the Iranians believe that as long as they're working within the NPT and abiding by the regulations of the IAEA, the United States and its allies have no right to try to prevent Iran from pursuing peaceful nuclear energy.
It was very interesting and, of course, unexpected that he did appear at this conference in New York. But actually, what he said was nothing new. So why did he go there? What was his game plan?
Well, I think one significant aspect to this trip was that it forced at least some Western media outlets to give some space to Ahmadinejad to state his position, perhaps because they were expecting something else. But in any case, the Iranians recognize that the Western media is extraordinarily biased. If you read the New York Times or the Washington Post or watch American news channels or British news channels, you're going to get a very lopsided picture of Iran, a very caricature of sorts. And so he, I assume, thought that by taking part in the program, in the session personally, he would be able to provide a larger audience with a more fair and unbiased position, understanding of the Iranian position.
But being aware of those negative points of view, would he have not been aware or predicted the fact that we saw the US, UK and France actually walk out? They boycotted his speech, so they didn't even listen in the first place. So that doesn't really bode very well, does it, for future action against Tehran, if nobody's actually going to listen to what he has to say?
I think it didn't go well for those three countries. Anyone who actually watched the speech would have noticed that the Americans, the British and the French behaved childishly, and the fact that they were unwilling to listen to the Iranian president really reflects the whole situation, that these countries, these three governments, are completely biased, they are unwilling to listen to reason, they have an irrational hostility towards the Islamic Republic and in reality towards the people of Iran through the actions that they've taken over the past few years against the Iranian people through sanctions and through other steps that they've taken. But at the same time, I think that his presence in New York itself shows that the Iranians are willing to take that extra step to create confidence-building measures to resolve the issue. So in reality, it is the United States and its allies who have clenched fists and not Iran.
Can I just ask you briefly, we're just seeing, according to a British newspaper, that the Guardian newspaper, it is indeed, saying that the US and Russia have drafted an initiative to ban nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East. This is an initiative between the US and Russia. What do you make of this plan? Have you heard about this?
I think the Iranians would welcome any such initiative. The Iranians, under no circumstances, have any plans to move towards any military program. The Iranian nuclear program is peaceful. The IAEA has always said so, that there's never been a shred of evidence to show that its program has been anything but peaceful. Mr. Al-Baradei has said on many occasions that there's not a shred of evidence to show that there's anything wrong with the Iranian program. And we all know that in reality it is Israel that has almost or roughly 200 nuclear warheads, and the United States and its allies have no problem with that. So I think that nuclear disarmament is something that the Iranians welcome. The Iranians also welcome to have their nuclear program investigated as it has been investigated, because they feel that they have absolutely nothing to hide.
Dr. Mohammad Mirandi from the University of Tehran, thank you very much indeed for joining us live here on RT. Interesting to hear what you have to say. Thank you.